Now, it was in November of 2022, so just a little over 2 years ago now, when OpenAI, a company you may have heard of, and maybe that's what brought you to this series today, is finally wanting to learn a little bit more about OpenAI. But it was in November of 2022 that they released ChatGPT. It really was a watershed moment in AI development. It's what demonstrated the incredibly fast, intuitive, nuanced, conversational abilities that absolutely captured the public's imagination, certainly the tech-aware public, when it comes to this AI technology. What is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the AI Marketing Navigator. This is your daily compass in the ever-evolving world of AI marketing. Okay, Navigators, we are back today with our first episode of our new AI Decoded series. This is an effort to provide some very foundational information to anybody in marketing, freelancing, or business who is still completely new and a completely beginner to the world of AI. So we're going to start from really the very beginning. We're going to try and keep it as simple as possible and break down some of the biggest key concepts, the biggest players, and the biggest technologies that have brought us here today. And the first thing we're going to do is talk a little bit about what is AI and what does it really mean in today's world at the end of 2024? And really put very simply, you can think about artificial intelligence as a computer system, just a computer system that's capable of performing varying degrees of complex tasks that traditionally require human intelligence or human ingenuity and cognition. And these include reasoning tasks, decision-making tasks, general problem solving. Oftentimes, we have associated artificial intelligence with incredibly futuristic concepts and science fiction, but even before the advent of the AI technologies that have taken the world by storm in the last couple of years, AI had become deeply involved and integrated into our daily lives without us even realizing it. And it's the tech giants that you have come to know and expect that are at the forefront of the business world, the technology world, and innovation that are driving this AI boom and this AI race that's taking place right now. It's tech giants that are making huge, incredibly huge investments in AI development in recent quarters in 2024. In fact, between the giants like Microsoft, Google, Amazon, Meta, Apple, AI spending has reached approximately $60 billion. And each of these companies has very much positioned AI as the central technology of their future strategy. And that doesn't even take into account the various AI companies that have sprouted up, which we will certainly talk about much more in this episode a little bit, but in the future of this series as well. First, let's talk about how AI has already become a part of our daily lives without us even realizing it. A big way that many of us have experienced AI is through smart home integrations and smart home technology. AI powers numerous household technologies such as thermostats and climate regulators, but probably most commonly and familiarly as personal assistants, which is the next type of AI to become a big part of our lives and will become increasingly integrated into the home as these personal assistants become more and more capable. We have likely all become familiar with the Siris or the Alexas or Google Assistant technologies, all of which use natural language processing and voice recognition to handle some very basic tasks, from setting reminders to play music or just answering simple questions. But it's also AI that's empowering some of the biggest infrastructural sectors, whether that's transportation or energy, all of these sectors that have incredibly complex systems, technologies, and processes that need tracking and optimization. That's where AI is really excelling. Another sector that we all interact with to some degree that uses AI systems quite a bit now is financial services. In banking, things like fraud detection and personalized banking and automated customer service and risk assessment, all of the boring technical things really. And that's what AI has started to be good at. And currently in our day-to-day lives, it's turning out that AI is pretty good. And that's what we've discovered AI to be good at. And that's in the past. And that's currently as well in our day-to-day lives. It's turning out that AI is quite good at that today and looking into the future as well. Now, it was in November of 2022, so just a little over 2 years ago now, when OpenAI, a company you may have heard of, and maybe that's what brought you to this series today, is finally wanting to learn a little bit more about OpenAI. But it was in November of 2022 that they released ChatGPT. It really was a watershed moment in AI development. It's what demonstrated the incredibly fast, intuitive, nuanced, conversational abilities that absolutely captured the public's imagination,
certainly the tech-aware public when it comes to this AI technology. And it was this launch that really triggered kind of an AI gold rush that we're seeing with all the billions of dollars flowing into the startups and the companies and the investments and partnerships. It was ChatGPT that really kind of showed the world to some degree that AI can truly hold human nuanced conversations. It can perform practical tasks, incredibly complex tasks, solve very technical problems, and even generate creative content, which has been an incredibly huge part of our show up until this point. And it's this industry, this new industry that's only a few years old of creative AI and AI startups and AI platforms and software solutions that are being made available to everyday users that we're going to start to dive into in tomorrow's episode, episode two of our AI Decoded series, where we talk about some of the quote unquote giants of AI. We'll talk about OpenAI some more, but we'll also talk about Anthropic, another AI company that was born out of this incredible moment in time. We'll talk about the individual tools from each of those tech giants that we mentioned earlier, like Google and Meta and Apple. But for now, you can consider yourself a little bit more welcomed into this AI era with just some very, very simple foundational knowledge on what AI is. Again, at its core, it's really just a computer system that can solve problems to varying degrees of complexity. And it's that degree of complexity that kind of categorizes the type of AI that you're dealing with. And what is so fascinating is the potential for these computer systems to reach human levels of cognition or potentially beyond. Okay, so that does it for today's episode. If you enjoyed the show or found it useful in any way, please do me a favor and follow on Spotify or subscribe on your podcast platform of choice. A review on top of that would be even more appreciated and is so, so super helpful to the show. Also, if you are watching on YouTube, make sure to hit that subscribe button and turn on all notifications so you get notified each day when the episode drops. Until then, and as always, thanks for joining me, and remember to stay curious, stay consistent, and keep navigating forward. Bye.